Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Your name, please, your name.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
To me, man, when you're talking about Kyrie Irving, listen, Greeny, if you take Kyrie Irving's brain and put it in a bird right now, guess what that bird is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fly backwards. Because Kyrie right now, he's confused. He's showing this lack of leadership. Here it is, Kyrie. You have been on these conference calls over the last 2 months. You're the vice president of the Players Association. You have been very involved in all this that has been taking place for us, whether or not we're going to play or not. And you have been on the phone and you have voted to play. And also, we go back last week. Just last week, he was reaching out to the Players Association and the NBA about, you know, players that are on the inactive list. Can they travel to Orlando? That he said he wanted to go to Orlando.
And, yeah, the tweet, the one he deleted is out. Man, you do anything. Somebody's going to grab it, right? What do you call it? Screen grab?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get it. MF is better be cool, chill, because I honestly took it light on Kyrie today when I really could have exposed the whole ship that he's doing on them phone. It's Kendrick. Listen, Mickey ain't putting up with Kendrick for long.
What did I tell you about saying my name, John? What did I tell you?
He ain't Mickey material, okay? When he's tweeting out MF.
Well, it's gone. I can't find it anywhere. It doesn't even exist. Yeah. It's
right. Well, that's true. It doesn't exist.
What do you mean?
Somebody grabbed it. Anyway, so, no, Mickey ain't putting up with that for long. I'm just telling you. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it's good for him because then nobody else will start any bleep, right? Nobody wants to start anything with the Yankees. Nobody wants to start up any controversy there. Of course, ESPN probably doesn't. ESPN, there's probably a mandate. Listen, let's not talk about the Yankees. You guys, let's talk about how baseball's getting back. Let's do that. Let's talk about how they met for the first time in 100 days, how they got together. And look at now, baseball seems unified.
Don't get riled up, John. David wants to talk to the NBA. Breathe, John.
Let's get David in here. Hey, David.
Hey, morning, guys. I've always enjoyed the show. I just wanted to pick up on something that you said, John, about the Rockets' age and maybe kind of more if they do end up playing. Don't know if they're going to, but if they do, it seems like it'd be more of an all-star atmosphere with less defense. There's not going to be any energy as much in the stands during the playoffs, and you know defense kind of thrives on that energy. So I just like y'all's comments on Harden, and if he's not, his DNA is, I don't want to say he's a choker, but just in this type of environment, he might thrive more than he would in a typical conventional playoff. And then if the Rockets, let's say the Rockets make the finals and they play the Bucks, and Giannis gets sick and he can't play in the finals, would this be more of an asterisk than the 94-95 season? I'd like y'all's comments on that, given y'all's history with the organization of the last 30 years.
There is no asterisks in 94-95. Rockets, especially that second year, they played three teams with 60 wins on the road. Beat those teams on the road. Come on. I'm done even. This year is the one that's going to catch an asterisk from people. Rightly
I
so.
Don't know.
Or whether it's right or not, it's going to catch.
I don't know. 99, they had a what?
Well, that was a big one. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Well, but the Spurs won. The Spurs won. No one really puts it on them.
No, but the Spurs won, but that's one of their five championships. Does that get an asterisk? No.
No.
It was a shortened season, though. So, LeBron's it was a shortened season. That's all.
This is more than a shortened season.
LeBron's first title came in a shortened season. No one talks about it, but they played 66 games in the regular season that year.
Yeah, I guess so. No one ever does talk about
it. No, it just depends on who wins. The Rockets win. I mean, outside of this city, it's going to catch an asterisk just because it's the Rockets and the sixth seed and all that stuff. We talk about it all the time. If the Lakers win, LeBron ain't catching an asterisk.
No. Nope. Yeah, you're right. It's probably just who it is. If Denver wins, that'll catch an asterisk.
And particularly if they don't have to go through Giants. Like if teams get knocked off of chalk, Denver's like a three seed. So if they go through the Clippers and the Lakers to get to the finals and win, people will be fine with it. But if there's an upset where they're possibly playing the Rockets in the conference final and they win that, people are like, okay, this is a weird year. Denver won in a weird year. So we're not really giving it to them. It all depends on the matchups and how it plays out. Then people, the result will determine an asterisk, not the situation.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah, as long as a favorite does. Because the Lakers would have won it at home. You know, the Lakers didn't win it because they didn't have their home court. Okay. Well, if the Lakers win, they would have won it anyway. Yeah, okay. Well, we don't know. No one knows. It'll be interesting to see who does play. And whether or not, I don't know. Do you guys think that James will play better because there's no fans? I don't think it's the fans that make James
I think it's the moment
up.
Sometimes is caused.
I don't think it's the moment more than the fans.
I don't think it's the fans.
I think the fans, you had games 6 and 7 at home against the Warriors. Yeah,
Game 6 was on the road. Game 7 was at home. Game 6 against the Spurs was at home. And we saw what happened there.
And we saw, So, those home fans really put pressure on them. What? They're not encouraging? They're all over? No, none of that. I think it's the moment. I don't think it's it's got anything to do with the fans.
Speaking of all of that, I wonder what the stadiums will look like. Because if you watch the Premier League and other soccer leagues, they have kind of these tarps over the seats. Will the NBA just have a black curtain? How will they try to minimize the look of empty seats? Because the plan, at least potentially, is for players to be able to sit, players who aren't playing, to be able to go to the games. So it'll be more of an AAU environment where you can see Joel Embiid watching Hassan Whiteside play if he wanted to, and the comedy that might come from that if Joel Embiid is yelling at Hassan Whiteside from the stands. But I wonder what they'll try to do to minimize, this is a 8,000-seat arena, which will be their prime arena, and there's like 20 people in the stands.
Well, I just think it is what it is. It's going to look like, I don't think they'll do anything about that. I do think they'll have noise, crowd noise. I don't know for sure that they will have crowd noise in basketball.
Yeah, we haven't seen a definite on that yet, either way.
Because there's a lot of sound that gets picked up with the shoe squeak and all that. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how that one's going to work.
Would it be better to hear coaches yelling out things?
No, probably not.
No?
Probably not. I just think you're going to have to do a lot of – they're going to have a lot of delays, hitting the delay button if you don't have some sound. Maybe it will work. I don't know, John. Maybe because there's not crowd noise, do you think they'd go a little lighter on the field mic, so to speak, or whatever they call it in basketball, the parabolic?
Maybe because of the talk, maybe because of the swearing. Of course, they should have had it in golf, but I guess they didn't think that those guys would swear. And then 2 minutes into the telecast, Brooks Koepka is dropping an F-bomb on it. I would think that I don't know. And the thought was, too, that referees do not want it to be heard what's being said on the court. And so the referees might have some kind of say in that as well. The stuff that they say to them and, the disrespect. And, they got to take a lot of crap because if they – sometimes they got a quick finger, and other times I guess they take a lot of grief. I don't know how they'll do it. I really don't. I don't think you pump it into the stadium because it would be a constant drone, wouldn't it? That's what it sounds like.
They're going to play music. You know what? Now that I think about it, it'll be like a game where you have a DJ who's constantly playing.
I don't think
they'll
do that. I don't think they'll do
that. That's what the Rockets do. You just don't recognize it.
So the Premier League had crowd noise in the stadium?
No, they had it for the broadcast.
Broadcast.
So it was not in the stadium.
I don't believe so. That was for the broadcast. And to Lance's point, yeah, when the Rockets, they play music. I don't know. Do they do it when the Rockets are playing defense or offense? I'm not sure how that
almost
works.
Almost every possession, there's something new going on.
Oh, no, they have to turn that off, Lance. When the team gets in the front court, they've got to shut that down.
They have to turn it off when the opposing
is that
teams,
when they turn it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I hear it every single possession. There's something new.
Oh, every NBA arena does it.
No, wait. Defense chant, they're not playing an organ whenever.
They start it, but the crowd continues it.
Yeah. It is not a constant thing while the opponent has the basketball.
No, it's not constant, but are you sure the cutoff has to be half court? Is that the rule?
I don't know if it's half court, but it's definitely not. It's bad form to be playing music or to be playing anything technically while the other team has the basketball. Now, walking it up or whatever, that's a different story. But in their set, I'm almost positive they shut it down every time. Yeah. So anyway, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, 913 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.
At Advance Auto Parts, we take the guesswork out of your oil change so you can get to work. Our experts will help you find the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with a qualifying premium oil filter for $33.99. Plus, get a free remote control car with purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1 after rebate. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
With COVID-19 so prevalent, no company can go without a plan. At SecureComm Technologies, our plan starts with Fever, an effective artificial intelligence system for screening and detecting individuals with elevated temperatures in a crowd. You heard me right, a system that will allow you to monitor employees and patrons for anyone that might have a fever. Fever will identify effectively and efficiently without making direct contact. Call SecureComm Technologies at 281-290-8383 and ask how Fever can work for you by keeping your work family safe. SecureComm Technologies, 281-290-8383.
We will get through these times, one day at a time. Yet we can still choose to create good memories. Celebrate graduation day, birthdays, anniversaries, and special occasions with your local jeweler, Estella Collection. Get 10% off your selection and donate 10% of your purchase to the charity of your choice. Estella Collection, adding one sparkle at a time with a beautiful range of gold and diamond rings, earrings, necklaces, and more. Visit EstellaCollection.com and purchase fine jewelry with a cause by using coupon code TOGETHER. That's EstellaCollection.com.
Hi, this is Josh, the CEO of Infuse Energy. Never worry about falling asleep with the lights and TV on again. Infuse Energy's Carefree Nights plan is here. Binge watch your favorite shows all night. It's on us. Find out more at InfuseEnergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
Rethink how you manage cash flow and payments for your business. Choose a banking partner who provides secure and remote tools tailored for you. Never pay for something you don't need. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. President Trump said he wants Colin Kaepernick to get a job, so three NFL teams are tied to him. The Chargers say they're looking at him as a backup. The Ravens and the Eagles all looking at Colin Kaepernick now because the president thought it would be a good idea. So everybody, you know, it's what our president does.
You think it was in direct result of the president's words yesterday?
Hello.
The charges side. What are they going to do? Make Herbert non-active?
Yeah. Yep. Probably. Probably.
I guess.
Chargers probably will try out Colin Kaepernick. That's the story. He's on the radar.
It would just I'm trying to remember the last time a top 10 quarterback wasn't even on the active roster. Because unless you're cutting Tyrod, if Kaepernick beats him out, which is possible. But
it's possible.
Yeah, maybe it's not a Herbert versus Kaepernick thing. Maybe, hey, if Kaepernick's good enough to be on a roster, he may be good enough to start and Tyrod has to go.
Well, let's say Tyrod struggles. Now, if I don't have Cap, I've got to throw Herbert into the Wolves, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I
can see it. I
feel like he's ready.
I can see it, particularly if he proves, although I don't know if there's no preseason, how does he clearly prove he's not ready? Maybe all the off-season stuff or off-the-field stuff or even practice stuff will tell him that. I was just trying to go through my head and remember the last time a top-10 quarterback wasn't active because two veterans kept him non-active. But I think maybe you're right. It'll be a Tyrod versus a Kaepernick thing. Or maybe Herbert's so bad that they're saying, you know what, this is a redshirt year from you. We're not going to make you active till later in the year.
Right. So you see all these NFL teams? They're all closing to observe Juneteenth.
Yeah, that's the move.
We're getting behind the movement. We are getting.
That was a Roger decision. The league decision.
Well, the league closed, but all these teams are closing their buildings.
Right. It's a league holiday.
It's a league holiday, but is it a
every team holiday? Across the league, teams as well.
Oh, well, all these stories are Bengals are closing to observe, the Bears are closing to observe, making it a company holiday.
Yep.
They're all saying they're doing it individually, not as a league.
Now, there are some teams who...
I got the email that said it's across the league recommended that...
Recommend
it. Everyone's going to be closed. Let me put it this way. No. Everybody's going to be closed.
It's pretty convenient, too. June 19th in an NFL season. Listen, we're taking a stand.
Here's the NFL hater, $250 million.
We know.
You know what?
Here's the NFL
XFL
hater.
XFL was closing anyway.
Get back
you know
on
what?
Manfred.
Because well before all this, they said, you know what? We're honoring June 19th. XFL closed.
Mm-hmm. That because the XFL is very progressive. The Broncos, Lions, Cardinals, and Packers and Ravens are going to make it apparently a permanent holiday until, I guess, these teams don't exist anymore. They will never be open for business on June 19th.
Well, there you go.
I think you'll see it across the league.
It's pretty simple.
There's going to be 32 teams that do that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Because it's pretty easy to do it June 19th when your season starts September.
Well, that's when it is.
What, right. what if it was August 19th?
You're in the middle of a season. Probably
ain't
not.
Doing that.
Yeah.
We ain't doing Aug 19th. Okay? We ain't doing that.
Augteenth?
Look at you guys with all this what ifs.
We're just not going to be blinded by the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL using it as
convenient. Sorry, Roger's trying to help. Why don't you talk about Manfred again, John, and get off my commissioner.
You said we're not talking baseball, so you can't yell about Manfred.
Yeah, you can scream at him being Pinocchio.
It's admirable, but it's pretty easy. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Nice job.
How hard was it to
convince everybody? Are you working tomorrow, John?
Am I working? Yeah, I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Can I?
I'm not. Me and Dell aren't. We support the cause.
I wasn't told that.
We support the cause.
Is it a company holiday tomorrow?
Just don't show up.
Yeah, I don't know how that'll play out for everyone.
No.
Just don't show up.
Alfred Williams is coming after Gundy. Alfred Williams.
Are we 100% Gundy makes it?
This one hurts. Colorado beat Oklahoma State 41-17 in 1989 at OSU. And Alfred Williams, who played in the NFL, played for the Bengals, said Gundy called him the N-word, not once, but multiple times. I remember Mike Gundy called me the N-word. That's what I remember. And he said it was, not just once, but multiple times. And he has made this claim, and he says, I want an apology from him, and I want to see him have some growth. If he denies that he said that, I have at least 20 people who will vouch for what happened that day.
Now, go ahead.
Oh, I'm a little upset because after 31 years, I finally saw the story published in your papers out in Oklahoma. That was the first time I saw some of the responses to what I said.
Now, he had made the claim right after the game, so this isn't a new thing. It happened in 1989, and he said after the game, Mike Gundy called me the N-word. Well, and he used the actual word. It's actually printed in the paper.
Wait, he said that in the paper?
It's a quote from the paper.
Oh, wow.
In the paper. So it wasn't like Alfred Williams, oh, yeah, Mike Gundy has done these things in the past. He said it at the time.
Right.
And there's a quote from him in the paper saying he called me the N-word. The actual full word was printed out, and that took me aback. Clearly, 89 was a different time. Mike Gundy denied it back then. He said there's apparently Colorado and Oklahoma State, some trash talk going back and forth. But Williams was like, no, that dude called me that word right after the game. And it's just obviously coming up again because of what happened with Chuba Hubbard. So I don't know if Mike Gundy's going to admit to it because he denied it back then.
Hmm.
I
mean, when you come out with – he came out with it then, so he's been consistent.
Right.
Alfred Williams. This
Gundy,
isn't one of those.
At the time, vehemently denied it. Several Colorado players said Cowboy quarterback Mike Gundy made racial comments to them during the game. He said it to me and a couple of other guys on the field, said outside linebacker Canavis McGee. He got me real upset. Here's a guy in the spotlight
H-boys.
All the time. To say something like that is not cool at all. All it did was fire us up.
Yeah. And Gundy denied the accusation, as you said, in the same article, saying it wasn't true and noting half his friends on the team were black. Oh, don't use I know black people, Gundy. He said that back in 89. Go to Sports Illustrated, and you'll see that Colorado has gone face-to-face with everything. Rapes, assaults, everything. So Gundy was like, these guys aren't good people. I would never say the N-word.
Well, he had vowed after he lost to him his freshman year that he would never lose to Colorado again. And then the OSU won his sophomore and junior years, and then they got handed to him his senior year. And he did. He said in the paper, I guess, look at their team. They got rapists.
That was an issue at that time, I remember, that popped up. That was a different Colorado. So you had the H-boys, which were Canavis McGee and Alfred Williams, who came from Houston. That was a weird pipeline that developed. You had the Salinese story the cancer, that killed him. So, a lot of different things going on. We'll see. I'm not convinced he makes it, by the way.
He was the father of McCartney's.
Yeah.
McCartney's daughter. Grandkid, right?
Yep.
Yeah. His daughter.
McCartney's and grandkid. I know his son, Mike McCartney, is an agent in the business, is a sports agent. And good dude. Good guy. I went and checked out his office. He's in Chicago. Never read Lord of the Rings, but he's in Chicago.
Well, he was in Chicago. He never read Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
me and my brother. No. Me and my brother.
That's why he's still there.
That's right. Well, right. He
does your brother live in Chicago, John?
He's still. Well, he's out. About an he's hour there. Outside of it. Yeah.
So he had to move out because that rumor started floating around that he read Lord of the Rings.
Right. Yeah. Well, that he read a book.
It got out.
It got out that he read a book. So. It looks like UNLV is going to be changing from the Runnin' Rebs.
Yeah, they're...
They removed the Confederate-themed mascot statue from
Old
campus.
Rebs?
Yeah, the old Reb. Now, why would you have to remove that?
I don't know. I don't know, John. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know. So Frankie is working for a congressman in New Orleans, Scalise, and she answers calls, and they people call in, constituents call in, and she has to answer the phone. That's what she's doing all day long. And some of the calls are just amazing. People are amazing. To think that that it's still in some of the things that they say. Frankie's like, listen to this. It's like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with people, and their stance on these? Now I don't think you really care. I don't know, I know I don't. I would never go out and we got to get this statue down, or we got to put this statue, or we got to save this statue. I don't. I'm not. That's not me. But people have real I mean, talk about, like, this is, like, ruining their lives, this whole thing.
Yeah, Hey-Reb, I guess, is the name of the UNLV mascot. But, yeah, they took him down. As far as statues are concerned, I'm not passionate about them being removed. But I also am not all up. But if they get taken down, good. But it's like you said, I'm not gonna go protest because there's a Confederate statue someplace. But I'm all in on them getting taken down because once again, why are we if remove the racist connotations aside, these were treasonous dudes who took arms up against the country. Why are they being celebrated?
Mm-hmm.
Take them down. They're losers, and secondly, they committed treason. Beat it. Why are we celebrating treason? I've never understood that concept. Look, I know these were quote unquote heroes of the South. Well, heroes for you, but you can't write history because you lost. They committed treason. They need to go. That's all.
Well, they're having We're Number Two parades.
Yeah, it's weird.
There's probably not a lot of countries that have, like, I can tell you, I've seen enough documentaries. This isn't a thing in Germany where they're like, well, we've got some statues up that we like, nope. Out. Whoop, whoop, zip. Nip, nip.
Yeah, people.
Well, that's atrocity. Yeah. Well,
slavery was an atrocity.
Well, no, but I'm saying, okay, Japanese, right. World War, in terms of World War II, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, that's not something celebrated in a country.
We don't consider the people who led the assault on Pearl Harbor heroes. We don't have statues of the Japanese anywhere saying, wow, I mean, this is great. I know.
Well, the question is, do they?
No, I don't know. Wait, though. France does have statues about the French Revolution. I mean, they find that those people were heroic as well. So, I mean, revolutionaries are different than you're talking. Really, this is apples and oranges.
But the fight for France,
Pearl Harbor was another country attacking us. Well, it's not another country. It was within our own.
Well, no, they seceded. They consider themselves another country. That's the problem. That's the thing that people wash over. That's why they're traitors. Yes, they are. They wanted to be a different country. Why did they fight if they didn't want to be a different country?
They wanted to keep slavery is what they wanted. Yeah.
And because the Union said, nah, it's not a fight we want to have. I'm not saying the Union was all altruistic.
Well, it's different than Japan attack.
I understand. It's currently
an
extreme example.
And there's other revolutions that are celebrated in other countries as well.
But those revolutions weren't about celebrating something that most people consider an atrocity.
Right.
So, I get your point. We're using extreme examples. We're just dumb radio guys talking. I get all that. But the gist of it is they were people who decided they didn't want to be part of this country anymore for a certain issue, and they took up arms. Why would those things ever be celebrated, particularly if the Union won and became the United States of America? Why would those things be celebrated at any point?
No. It was a dumb war. It was dumb. Yeah. No, right. Well, because the South has its – because the South, I think, always has felt – I mean, they've got the SEC. You know what?
It just means more.
It's just
they've always had that slogan.
Yes. SEC, SEC. Yes. It's like
that is part of the
different culture than the rest of the country.
Yeah, no. They have a love for Southern culture, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with Southern. It's the same way Southern rap has a culture. Some of it, obviously, I'm not saying all of it is pure Southern, but there's a Southern culture with food. There's Southern culture with this, and the SEC at its heart, it is almost that secessionist idea. Not in the most pure sense and the most literal sense, but they do have a chip on their shoulders, us against the rest of college football, for example. Well, it didn't just start with just football. I mean, it's a whole mindset of a region of the country, and that's where it started, and it's just kind of ingrained. And that doesn't mean that they're wrong for wanting, you know, for having this pride of the SEC. It's a little goofy. You don't see anyone else going Pac-12, Pac-12, or Big Ten.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
Well, you can do ACC.
That is true. It does. But do y'all say that ACC?
No.
No. And then there's subcultures within it. Like Louisiana just – South Louisiana just feels like it's different than everybody. than every – you know what? That's way, that's a different South than Mississippi. That's a different South than Alabama and Georgia and everything. And they've got subcultures within their cultures. So, yeah, listen – it's all going to go. Eventually, it's all going to go away. We shall see. 9:32 though. ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Look, if you're looking for a great way to whatever it is that you have to remodel and you have to upgrade, I'm telling you, people, this is a great time for you to get this done. Yeah, the kids are home, but they want that outdoor pet. They want to be able to go outside and enjoy. And if you can do it, you do it right, where the west is blocked, you can enjoy at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. You can enjoy your outdoor patio. You can enjoy your outdoor kitchen. You can enjoy your pool where it's not blazing hot. I got a buddy that's got a house that we're outside. We were outside yesterday. It was 6 o'clock at night, and it was actually nice out, and very comfortable. And he's got a beautiful patio and swimming area and everything else. And this is what you can do for your home as well. Jeff Aronoff can install all of these big changes for your home. You have to upgrade. If you continue to just let it wear away and rot away, you're not getting back what you put into your home. We talked about it earlier, that you have to, you know, homes will decrease in value. Baseball teams, not so much. Homes, yes. So you got to upgrade. Call Jeff Aronoff and let him get this job done. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Looking for a quick online sports fix? Then try SportsMap.com. SportsMap is your online home for the teams you care about most, like the Astros, Texans, and Rockets. Unlike other sports media in town, you'll find unfiltered opinions on SportsMap. Plus, you can check out videos featuring your favorite ESPN 97.5 hosts, including John, Lance, Charlie, Joel, AJ, Fred, and more. SportsMap.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's SportsMap.com.
Ready to take on that painting project? Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94 June 19th through 30th. With 30% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give some color love to your bathroom, living room, or every room in your home. Shop in-store or order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number is... Why hasn't Dell played John's white pot? That's not what I'm saying. And again, there's apples and oranges. Mark says the Jews don't have statues in Israel honoring Nazis. That's totally different, Mark. It's totally different. I mean, it was a revolution within our own country. It's totally different, and it's horrible. And both are horrible. Don't get me. I'm not saying it's not. It's not. Both are horrible. The South thinks different, though. The South just thinks different. They're very proud of their heritage and their Southern culture and their Southern cult, everything that goes along with being a Southerner, hospitality and all of that.
I would hope wouldn't say what goes along with being a Southerner is ingrained racism, because that's what a lot of people think right. when they see that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but the big lie is that, well, if you're a northerner, then you're not racist.
Oh, definitely. Ooh, yeah. I'm not buying into that either.
Yeah. That's a big lie. So, well, this all started with Mike Gundy. Gundy keep his job? Will Gundy be the head coach there? I think he'll be there this season. In 2 years, will Gundy be the coach there?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think
they got $15 million to pay off, so.
Yeah. So he might catch another season, maybe two. You know, the financial stuff, it makes it a little tougher because there's not necessarily that money unless
Boone
your
Pickens
boy
died.
T. Boone Pickens wants him. Oh wait.
He died.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, does his estate have the ability to get him
out?
Well,
they don't care as much as he did. You know what they're going to do with that money now? Not give it to OSU.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's enough.
Yeah.
We've had enough of this stuff.
They got enough. We're about $400 million less than we got because of OSU.
Ain't won one conference championship. Tired of being fourth best in the conference. Bleep this.
Well, they're second best in the conference.
Are they?
Over the last 10 years, they got the second best record.
Oklahoma State.
Over the last 10 years, they got 93 wins.
Does it feel like they're second best?
And Oklahoma has 101 or some 104, whatever it is.
This feels like propaganda.
No, that's the truth. So it's like, Texas was like sixth in the conference.
No, that clearly can't be true.
Yeah, yes. If you want it, I'll get it to you.
No, I don't need it. Did you see the
Why? Why don't you want it? Nicole wants to hear this.
Did you see? No, I don't know. Well, I don't want to take up the. Who we want to go to? We got phone calls. You want to go Derek on college football or Jeff on the South? John, it's your call.
Derek, let's go Derek on college football.
Okay, Derek on college football. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, are they going to bring back the blue and the gray bowl? And also, I don't care.
No, it's Eric.
The Mama logo.
Yeah, it's Eric Wong.
They better not change the taste, though. You know?
You see?
I also heard they're getting rid of Oreo cookies.
This is delete.
All right.
Do you see? This is what happens when interns come back and they're like, did you say Derek? Sure, Derek.
Maybe he did say Derek just to get on the air.
Hey, Derek, did you hear the comment that Dell made about Eric Wong about the weak D, Derek?
I think no, he that said was different. D.
No, that's
no,
not.
No, he said weak.
No. Weak and big are totally different words. Derek, I said weak.
What about the blue and the gray bowl?
It's not coming back.
Derek?
Yeah, Derek, the blue and gray bowl that hasn't been around for, at least a decade, it's not coming
longer
back.
Longer than that.
Right. From the 2010s, Oklahoma 73-16, Oklahoma State 58-31, Kansas State 52-37, Baylor 52-37, Texas 47-42.
How many championship games have y'all played in?
Second best record.
Conference
that's all.
Championships.
Second best record.
Never make a comment about James Harden ever again.
Ooh. What?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Talking about all these wins, you're not playing in conference championships. We already told you, those wins don't matter unless you're playing in championships. That's the James Harden corollary.
58-31, that's all I know. That's all I can say.
I feel like you're ignoring, you know, the biggest thing about sports, winning championships.
Mm-hmm. Who has the second most...
we care about. Excuse me.
No,
let me
second
drop the
most championships.
No one cares about those sports.
Here comes in the who all, has the second most.
Golf and wrestling, no one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No, they care.
You don't even care.
Pal.
You don't care.
It's championships, pal.
Championship in sports we care
UCLA
about.
UCLA 1, Oklahoma State, I think 3. Stanford might be 2.
Championships in sports we care about.
Most championships in all sports. Let me look that up for you.
Go ahead, and we'll talk to Jeff hung up. Sorry, Jeff.
Revenue-generating sports you are talking about or what?
No, he's talking about sports that no one watches.
Most NCAA championships.
Like golf. Let's take a look. And wrestling. You know, because in... I think Oklahoma State dominates Oklahoma in wrestling, but no one cares.
Hey, did you guys see, by the way, did you see this? Does this change your mind on Correa at all about that he's automatically gone? Brian McTaggart said J.C. Correa, younger brother of Carlos Correa, said he will sign with the Astros on Thursday. I wanted to get my degree, and now that I got my degree, I will sign and play professional baseball. Now that I'm going to sign, my next goal is to make it to the big leagues. Does this help with the Carlos Correa situation? I mean, his money is his money, and I don't know that he's just going to stay
with one team because his brother is now in the organization. And frankly, I don't know how good his brother is. But I have to look that up. But do you think that helps at all with Carlos Correa maybe wanting to stick around?
That his brother's here? That might. Now, what's his bag going to be, though?
He's a free agent. I mean, there was a much smaller. Obviously, the draft was very, very limited in terms of rounds. And the money is not going to be. Yeah, and the Astros are still going to have to pay Correa. That's the thing. You can say as much as you want about, you can say as much as you want about a player's, about Carlos Correa wanting to play with his younger brother. The Astros still need to hit a certain number. I'm looking up JC Correa's stats, as a matter of fact. And it was, he had a shortened season because of COVID, clearly.
Well, Carlos has got this year and next year that he's arbitration. He picked up 5 last year, 8 this year. We'll see what he makes next year. And then, and you got to see, and realistically, you have to see where JC will be, don't you?
Well, I mean, so here you
is
go.
Is he actually moving up the ladder? Is there going to be a ladder? Is there going to be a minor league baseball ladder?
Yeah,
anymore?
I know. So JC Correa hit .332 in 2019 with 10 homers and 45 RBIs and 223 games. That's pretty good. 17 walks, 26 strikeouts, but it was a real struggle this year. He only played 14 games.
Wait, is this simulated?
No, these are actual games.
Oh, he played, I thought you were doing simulated.
Right, he played
minor league games again.
14 games, 53 at bats, had 0 home runs, 5 slow RBIs, stuff. And an OPS of .638.
I can't go by 14 games.
Yeah, right. Not as. Certainly not a great sample size.
It's baseball. Listen, it's baseball. So you can't go by anything. You can't go until the guy has played 10 years in the league. Then you can maybe look up some of his stats. But then they're all jaded as well. You got to be a 20-year vet.
That's
before you can
standard
look at
it. Baseball fan. That's not even analytics fan can jump on you pretty quick with some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they roll. 9:44. Let's break it here. Something non-sports related. When we come back, we got something for you. So sit tight, right here on the bench.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
I'm Laura Reynolds with CarProUSA.com. BMW has released the all-new second generation of BMW's 4 Series 2-door coupe. It has more power, torque, and performance than the previous generation. Powering the new 430i and the 430i xDrive coupe is an updated B46 2.0-liter 4-cylinder BMW twin-power turbocharged engine, delivering 255 horsepower, which is an increase of 7 horsepower, and 294 foot-pounds of torque, which is an increase of 36 foot-pounds. The exterior design has improved aerodynamics when compared to the previous generation 4 Series coupe. The new 4 Series is 5.2 inches longer, 1 inch wider, 0.4 inches taller, and features a 1.6 inch longer wheelbase and 1.4 inch wider front and 1.2 inch wider rear tracks. It's set for global launch in October 2020. Starting MSRP is $45,600 for the 430i coupe plus destination charges. For more information on these and other vehicles, check out CarProUSA.com. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know online alcohol sales have more than tripled since March? Yep, drinking from home is at an all-time high. And Cheers is here to help fight those pesky hangovers. Whether you drink a little or a lot, Cheers is designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects and help you feel better the next day. It works by neutralizing the toxins that affect your liver and replacing the vitamins you lose when you drink alcohol. No more waking up with headaches or nausea after a night of drinking. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol. To use Cheers, just take 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back. No questions asked. To order Cheers, simply visit cheershealth.com/975 and use promo code 975 at checkout. You'll get $10 off your next order and at least 50% off your next hangover. That's cheershealth.com/975, promo code 975. Say cheers to brighter mornings. Your liver will thank you.
We just want the money just
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. CBS put out a good question here. Pretty good question. Which sports decade was the best? The 80s with Tyson, Montana, Magic, Bird. The 90s with Jordan, Griffey, the 49ers, Shaq started.
Cowboys, you got to throw that in there.
Cowboys, yep. The 2000s with Kobe, Jeter, Tiger, Serena, Peyton Manning, or the 2010s with Brady, LeBron, Steph Curry, Mike Trout, Simone, Biles.
Living through all of those, it feels like 90s, to be honest with you. Because don't forget, we got Tiger at the back end of 90.
Very end, yeah.
Well,
90-81 is first Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tiger is plenty good in 98 and 99, and then took off in 2000, so... We had some good, and at the front end, we had Mike Tyson, not the same Mike Tyson. We had Mike Tyson and Holyfield at the front end of the 90s. We had, of course, Jordan. Here in Houston, we had Olajuwon in his prime in the 90s.
Yeah, but we had great college basketball in the 80s with the Slot 5 Slam in Georgetown.
We had some
Mike
good.
Mike Tyson, Wayne Gretzky. We had Montana.
You had Running Rebels and Duke in the 90s, early 90s.
Yep.
Running Rebels, I mean, besides Fight Slam with Jam, I mean, Running Rebels were must-watch TV. You would stay up late just to watch them take on anybody that could give them a challenge, which was New Mexico State back in the day. And Randy
I don't
Brown.
Use those words, Running Rebels, especially with a hard L. I don't use it.
Right, the right. UNLV basketball team by Jerry Tarkanian, who chewed on.
I think between the 80s and 90s are tough. The 90s were cool, though. Pretty good, though.
I thought 2000s were not great.
I thought the 2000s were not
great. Basketball.
Although we had Tiger at his peak, we did have Kobe, which I wasn't a big fan.
Well, you did have, LeBron came in the 2000s fairly early, right? I mean, relatively
early. But for the most part,
yeah.
His career has been the 10s, right?
He started in 2003.
Yeah.
Draft.
Now, yeah, but
his title winning started in the 10s.
Yeah, but he was already winning. Like no, he was already a major factor early on.
He was at finals in
the
2003
draft was a phenomenal draft.
Yeah, Wade, Bosch, Melo, and LeBron, all in the top five.
So you got
which one's yours, Del?
It's weird for me to. I'm being selfish because of. I'm trying to think
Heat championships?
The Heat, the 10s were good for me. And
what about the Marlin? Your Marlin championship.
I'm not a baseball fan. I'm not a Marlin fan. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about that, sir. I would probably say the 10s for me. Although
really?
Miami basketball was off. Miami football was terrible. So that one kind of clouds. And the Dolphins have always been bad for my entire life. But I will take the 3 Heat titles, or the 2 in the 10s as my favorite.
What about the 90s for Miami football?
They only were good in 91. I mean, 91 through 94, or 90 through 94 or so, they were good, and then it all fell apart because of probation. And remember, I was young. I didn't know any better I thought Miami would always be good. So I can't – it doesn't hit the same. Like 2001 hits hard because I was almost an adult, and they have been really good
since.
It
feels like we're picking the eras where there's the most smashing going on.
What?
It's just an aside. I'm not saying. I'm just wondering if that's playing into choices subconsciously.
Most smashing going on?
Yeah, for us individually. Like, this is an era where some
when you were doing stuff?
I was doing some stuff early in this year.
Yeah, in the 90s, I wasn't doing any stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's why you're not picking.
Imagine that.
It's I'm picking the 90s. I'm going 90s.
Oh, well, we know when God is doing stuff then.
90s.
Tells the 10s. Like, you know
when what? When I got to do stuff,
yeah.
The 10s were pretty good.
Are you counting
90s?
Yeah.
90s college football was, that's why. Florida State was dominant.
Well, we beat them twice. We beat them more than twice, but I'll take the wide rights.
Wide rights were in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And yeah. Notre Dame won.
No, they won in 88.
That's right. They got robbed by Florida State in that 93 season.
No, they didn't get robbed. They lost to Boston College. Don't lose to Boston College.
Yeah, and they beat Florida State, and then Florida State goes.
Don't lose to Boston College at
Malarkey.
Home.
Malarkey.
Don't lose to Boston College at home. That's all. That's fine. Don't do it.
They beat the team, and both had one loss, and they beat the team that went.
Then
that's
you shouldn't
stupid.
Have. Well, you lost a week later to a worse team. Don't do it. Don't lose at home. Sorry. Screw Notre Dame.
Can I throw a line out there right now for you guys to fire at? John catches the Rona. Yes, minus 120.
Where's that line?
No, minus 120.
Where's that line?
It's a pick. It's either way.
It's a pick 'em?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not catching it. I'm telling you right now.
You got two
if I didn't
house
catch it
right
already,
now.
It's in my
positive
house.
Positive cases right now.
It's in your house floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get it. You're going to open your mouth the wrong way, and all of a sudden... Bing, you're going to be eating some of that gabagool, and you're like, oh, what's that? I just ate some gabagool. What is that?
I got coronavirus superpowers. Okay?
We'll see.
All right? It's all around me.
Even money right now, both ways.
Next time Frankie accidentally sneezes on some mozzarella and you eat it,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to have a problem.
You don't know. Oh, you think she's going to stay in a room? No, she's coming out to get some food in the refrigerator.
Hold on one second.
Who's he talking to, us or his family, when he tells us to hold on?
No, somebody's about to get on.
I think he's talking to his family. He told us to hold on.
My wife predicted that's exactly what I was going to say, that I have superpowers against the Rona. She said, that is exactly that I am immune to it because I'm a superhero.
Did she say that from 4 feet away?
She said it from about 20 feet away.
Yes, just went minus 150.
She said it from about 20 feet away. No, more, but she said it from about 15 yards.
I don't want to get into
it. Does Dana have it?
Dana
minus 180.
Have it. Dana don't have it.
The yes is going higher and higher on you.
He wasn't around Dana yesterday, was he? He was in a Zoom thing.
I just feel like he's not going to be able to.
I kind of was. I had to go over there. My Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. My Wi-Fi. So you were around the super spreader.
Minus 155. Yes.
Why? Because I was near Dana?
Yeah, and he was near.
You're just near humanity.
Guys who had it too.
I wasn't near Dana though. I didn't go near him. We're not going up and making out, okay?
No one said that.
No artist said it in the past.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't count. The wife and daughter have it. Two of the three people in your house have it. The odds are you're getting it. Everyone in Vegas is playing yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the wise guys ahead. Are playing yes.
Play it. You can play it. See how that works out for you.
It is a good bet to say John will catch the Rona.
There's a side bet since they were just sent to us by Jimmy Shapiro or whatever. Since it's all those odds.
In an email?
Here's a new one. Will John claim his coronavirus is just a cold?
Or the flu.
Yes.
No, if I test positive, I'll tell you. I'll let you know. I'm going to go test again.
There's tickets that are on the line for here.
I feel like John's going to act like a coach at a major college football program. No, my quarterback doesn't have it. Let's go play ball.
HIPAA violation.
Yeah,
respect my decision.
A student athlete's privacy. You can't talk about this.
Don't go HIPAA violation on us now, John.
No, you can't. No, there's no HIPAA. I'm not worried about it. Okay, I've told you. I've revealed everything. I can show you my doctor's note. It says negative.
Like on a serious note, why was Zeke Elliott upset about this HIPAA violation? Like, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's a super private person. Not based on his actions. Is it because somebody broke it and he didn't get to, or he thought that he was going to catch a bunch of crap because he had kind of flaunted non-social distancing? Or
early on, didn't they go to Dak's house and get the business? Yeah.
He had a birthday party at Zach and Dak's.
I think that's why. He thought, I'm going to get the business
again. And there's
pictures
of Dak. Yeah, there's a lot of players who are working out and, it's going to happen.
Yeah, if you missed it, he tweeted out HIPAA or something.
So I did.
Yeah.
HIPAA? Bum, 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 bum.
The media is not under HIPAA laws. if somebody, whoever gives it to the media is going to be, is the one that's going to catch it.
Didn't wasn't Schefter involved in something like this? It wasn't him because someone gave him information and people were upset. Was it last year that Schefter somehow procured some information he shouldn't have had? And people were not thrilled. And I forgot who the player was and what it was about. But yeah, he's the media. He doesn't have to listen. If someone gives him something.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people were wondering how Schefter could report it. Well, because someone at the hospital gave it to him.
Yeah. He can report it. They just can't. Whoever gave it to him can't do that. That's not the HIPAA thing. The HIPAA thing is the medical personnel or whoever is in your place of business. They can't.
See, I don't feel like – I think it's meant to protect you against intensely private, you know, health stuff. And I get that. I totally understand that. I feel like coronavirus – I don't know. I guess it's all covered by the same. It's – I guess maybe I'm being hypocritical if I say yes for one and no for another. But it does feel like coronavirus is not one of those things like, oh, why would you tell them I tested positive for a coronavirus? I wanted to keep that private. That's one of those things that – you're quarantining. It needs to be made as public as possible for people who have been around you with the contact trace. That feels like a little bit personally selfish if you don't put out the,
That's exactly right. No, and it actually isn't. I mean, initially when there were just few cases, now there are too many for them to keep up with. But then the CDC or whomever, they contacted you. They said, you have to give us the list of people who were around you, who are possible, who you've been in contact with.
Still doing that, John. Contact tracing is still a big deal. And my buddy from Zebra Technology.
We haven't had any contact from anybody.
My buddy from Zebra Technology. My buddy from Zebra Technology who handles the, you know, they handle the player tracking in the NFL, the wearable chips that are sewn into the jerseys. They actually are... they have proximity sensing and alerting. They are working with a solution for the guidelines of, they're working as a solution for some of the contact tracing, philosophy with coronavirus. So I'm not sure how it's going to work. I'd have to read up on it, but he told me yesterday about it. I guess I missed it. I guess it came out sometime in May. But they're going to be involved in that, contact tracing. I don't care.
Wow.
Hey, people who are upset... I know, it's my rights and my privacy, and I get that. I don't care.
No, you need to put that out there. And people who are around you need to know that there's a possibility they could be spreading, too. So, no, that's baloney. That just showed Ian Poulter getting tested.
I saw it. Was yours like that?
No, it wasn't that bad. Mine was up into my sinus, but I just talked to some people that were tested. They said, no, it's just a little swab, and it's just inside your nose. I'm like, are you sure you're getting tested?
Yeah, they didn't get tested.
Ian Poulter looked like it hurt.
Yeah, but none of it's looked as bad as that sergeant or that private from the Army. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
No, Ian Poulter, though, was like shaking it afterwards, and his head, he was going, oh, my. He had his face in his hands. He was none too pleased. It didn't look comfortable at all. Yikes. 10 o'clock ESPN 97.5. Beat it.